So we've had a consistent view in our desired outcome in Syria. It's also been our view that the best way to get there is through a political transition. And we said that a year ago. We said that 2 years ago.
You get the picture. We've
President
got the head
Assad
of the, got it. We got the picture. We got the head of our country, the head of a small cadre who has conducted a coup in America, in the minds of those of us who see what's going on. He's, after wrecking America on virtually every level he could and setting up the stage for flooding America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, now he's in Europe after enjoying the Irish harp with his wife and children at your expense. And he's lecturing everybody on Syria, arming the Islamist rebels who have kicked out the moderates amongst the rebels. Now it's all Al-Qaeda types, and we're giving them weapons. And now he's talking about nuclear disarmament. This is a mad, out-of-control administration. And so we're going to talk about gangsters now on the Savage Nation. Not the president, of course. He's a nice, fine family man. A good man, a duly elected man. A man who means well for America. A man whose excesses are not really excesses. I mean, flying the family for an African safari at the cost of $100 million is not an excess. Every man is entitled to a vacation. Don't you get a vacation this summer? Well, he's the president. He should be able to spend $100 million on a vacation. And so Michelle and the girl should be able to go along as well, because they're committing important functions for the American people. We don't know what they are. We don't know how they are. We don't know what they're doing, why they're going, why they need aircraft carriers and entourage. But nevertheless, don't, say that he shouldn't do it. So he's now in Germany lecturing the Germans, and the crowd, which was once enormous when he first came to power. After all, he was a black man, so they thought. And he was a leftist, so they thought. And he was going to change America, so they thought. He was going to close Guantanamo. He was going to do everything the left-wing communist movement in Germany ever wanted. And so they came out in droves. Ich bin ein Berliner. Well, guess what? Today only 5,000 people showed up. You know why? They can't stand his snooping. They don't believe that this man is now doing what both the Nazis and communists did to the German people. State snooping was a dominant feature of the Nazi and communist regimes. And when the Germans learned that Facebook, which attracted 51% of German internet users last year, had given up data to Washington surveillance program, the people were in shock. They thought Obama was what they thought he was. In other words, they projected upon Obama what they wanted him to be. And, of course, he isn't what they want him to be. And so that's the president now, the so-called young president, who was idolized before and is now being looked upon, let us say, in the light in which he should be looked upon. And I wanted to talk about Syria. Should we be arming the Islamist rebels? Of course not. Why are we arming the Islamist rebels? You know that Russia just moved a task force into Syria. They have a big naval base there. Did you read anything of that? Of course you didn't. Let me slow down. No, you didn't read about that. You didn't read that Syria's Islamists have seized control as the moderates were pushed aside. And we are now giving weapons to Al-Qaeda. Wait, it gets even better. Well, okay, there's too much information. I get it. It's a Wednesday in the summer. And so I'm going to talk for a moment about gangsters and why America is fascinated with gangsters. Let's be very clear. Gangsters are parasites on the productive in society. They create nothing. They take, maim, and kill. They're pure evil. Whatever money they have is blood money. Blood money stolen, extorted, etc. from productive individuals or corporations. And yet we seem to be fascinated by gangsters. So therefore, I have a question for you. Tony Soprano, the man who played him, James Gandolfini, died suddenly today of a heart attack at age 51. Now, I happen to be a fan of The Sopranos. I've told you this for years. I think it's one of the finest TV shows ever made, not because I hero worship these characters. The writing, the acting is superb. The fact that they created a character, a mob boss, who secretly goes to a shrink, was, of course, sheer brilliance. And, of course, they showed him within his New Jersey home with the wife, Carmella, and the two children, who people who watched The Sopranos saw the children grow up over the 10 years that the show was on the air, from little children to actual teenagers. And so they become, a life with father. In my day, it was life with Tony Soprano. So let's play a piece of James Gandolfini on The Savage Nation. Come on, let's.
If I was to know something possibly terror-related and help you out, could I bank the result in goodwill? Well, there were a couple of guys, I don't know, Arabs, Arabians maybe. They used to hang around a bang, and somebody I knew may have did some business with. Like, the point is, they used to be around all the time, these two, you know, drinking. And then suddenly they disappear. And I mean completely. And then a week or so ago, I'm driving, and I see him with these other guys, the headgear and the beard and the whole fundamental bit. But there's nothing illegal there, right?
So that's Tony when he's driving past the mosque in New Jersey, and he sees two guys who were doing some illicit work and hanging around his strip club. And this is in the heyday of when we were still fighting the Islamo-fascist enemy within our shores. This is before America got brainwashed into thinking the war on terror is over. There are no Islamo-fascists. Anyone who looks into Muslims is a racist, etc., and so on. So it was even written into The Sopranos. I got to ask you some questions. The number one question is, why do you think America is fascinated with gangsters and gangster movies from, let's say, the Godfather and then the television show The Sopranos? You know, one of the finest books written on this was by Selwyn Rabb, called Five Families, The Rise, Decline, and Resurgence of America's Most Powerful Mafia Empires. It's a phenomenal book. It's almost 700, 800 pages long, 750 pages. If you want to get into the whole detail of it, fine. But the thing is, there's some interesting analogs inside here for our digital minds. And we can go into that if you want, or you can ignore it if you want. But I don't want to do just straight politics on a daily basis. It's done all day long. It's the summertime. We have a very dangerous, out-of-control megalomaniac in the White House pushing for nuclear arms controls in Berlin, pushing to arm the rebels in Syria. You know, I don't know whether this man is just simply stupid, misadvised by academic leftists who don't even know what the hell they're doing, or if it's something more sinister. At this point, I can't even determine what is the modus operandi of Barack Hussein Obama. But it's getting me very worried because each day it gets much, much worse. So if you care to talk about James Gandolfini dying today at age 51, what impact he may have had upon your life. He's a big cultural icon, by the way. Or the other godfather, Obama, in Europe giving a speech behind an 8-inch thick security wall. Or Google and Facebook spying on you with the help of the government, meaning that Google and Facebook appear to be, in essence, government entities. They never were a private enterprise. I mean, how else do you explain companies growing so quickly? They don't grow that quickly on their own. So there must have been, you know, it's like the Beware the Government Media Complex, 1998, you know. So those are the topics. 855-407-282 is the phone number. I'll take your calls right now in the Savage Nation. Let's begin with Drew on WABC. Drew, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
My topic is President Obama at the Berlin Wall, but can I make a quick comment on Gangolfini, however you say his name? He's, you know, I'm half Italian. I studied acting, and I was into it, and I always thought, like, I would feel guilty if I played gangsters. But then the money, if I was offered that money. But I just want to say he leaves the earth by making a fortune portraying a negative stereotype of an ethnic group where someone like you was a scientist and a talk show host. So what you did for humanity is so much better than what he did. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, I still think that there's a great place in the world for actors. I think that actors take us away from our ordinary life. They take us out of ourselves. They make us reflect on our own lives. They give us some joy sometimes. I understand all of that. However, in the long run, the gangster roles can only have a negative impact on a society. You're never going to stop it because people are fascinated with bad guys. I mean, I'm on the side of the lawman, not the bad man. I respect the man who makes a pension at the end of his life instead of stealing it from a pension funds. You know what I'm saying? So I know which side is right, and I know which side is wrong. It doesn't stop me from watching the movies, but I don't glorify them. In fact, I don't go down that road. So I work hard for my living, and it didn't affect me. I never wanted to be a gangster. Let's put it to you that way, okay?
the Italian.
So, did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Oh, I watched it a few times, and it was an excellent show, like you said. And The Godfather is one of the best films, maybe the best film ever, the first two Godfather films. It could be the best films in history. And
But why do you think Americans particularly are fascinated, and it's not only Americans, fascinated by gangsters and gangster movies?
It's a good question. The two things that I thought of was that the people that are the gangsters could come from your family or from your neighborhood.
Ah, they have a familiarity. They're like someone in your own family. You know, I analyzed this a long time ago, and I'll tell you my opinion on this in a short version, if you don't mind, and I'll do it while you're off the air. I don't want to keep you any longer. We live in a corrupt society. We all know the society is corrupt. We know that the law is corrupt. We know that judges can be corrupted. We know that there is no justice. You could win a lawsuit, and the gangsters that you won it against, whether they call themselves businessmen or gangsters, can then appeal it endlessly and keep you tied up in court. They can put webs around you. You'll never see a dime from them if they're really evil. And they can run churches, whatever. Okay, so we all understand that there's no justice in the world. And there's a part of us that, like in The Godfather, we all wish that we knew somebody like The Godfather who we could go to and say, Godfather, look, I'm an honest man, and this man stole money from me, and I took him to court and I won, and he won't pay me the money that he stole from me. He's still trying to wrap me up in tentacles, Godfather. Can you help me with this? And we hope that the Godfather is a just man, and the Godfather would say to us, well, I'll tell you something. You're a good man. Your daughter is a good woman. She runs the bakery down the street. I'll tell you what we'll do. You don't worry about it anymore. We'll collect on that debt. And we hope that everything is done, you know, up and up, and he'll collect the debt and no one gets hurt. But that's not the real world. It doesn't work that way. We all hearken back to some primitive time, some tribal time in America, where there was no real central government, where there were basically tribes. And the tribal leader was who we went to for justice. And if the tribal leader wanted to remain a tribal leader for very long, he had to provide justice to the members of the tribe on a regular basis, or he would be, let us say, kicked out of his leadership role, and another leader would take his place, a younger, stronger man who would do the things for the people that needed to be done in his mind that were just. That's assuming that there was, you know, a sense of justice that could ever be meted out or established in a tribal time. I can't overgeneralize this. But what I'm saying is we all wish that we knew a godfather who was benign, who didn't hurt children, who didn't rob pension funds, who would do the right thing. He was sort of a roguish guy that we knew was a gangster, and he was courtly and nice to women. They don't exist. If they ever existed at all, which I doubt, they certainly don't exist anymore. Just ask the people who write about it who were once members of that club. The whole thing of the old school, there is no old school. The whole thing of being nice as a gangster doesn't exist anymore. All they do is hurt people and steal from people. But nevertheless, there's a degree of, how shall I say, there's a degree of toughness about them. That's a given. And there's not a man on the planet who doesn't wish that he was tough enough to take on his worst enemies himself. But he isn't. Most of us are not tough enough to take on our worst enemies alone. So we have to hire lawyers. We have to rely upon a criminal system. But how many of you have had legal cases where you've imagined hurting the other party for what they've done to you? You've imagined really wreaking damage upon them and their family for their evil ways. Be honest with yourself, but you don't do it because you're an average person and a decent person. As someone once wrote, the difference between a sane and an insane person is not what you think, but what you do. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of traffic, Bay Bridge, lower deck, earlier crash at the island has been cleared. Traffic, though, parking lot back onto northbound 101 from before 280. Upper deck stall as you approach Fremont Street. Traffic pretty much slow back to the metering lights. Los Altos Hills still slow, recovering from earlier problems. Southbound 280 from Sand Hill Road down to Magdalena Peninsula. Northbound 101, slow Marsh Road up to 92. Southbound slow from Woodside now all the way down to Highway 85. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And it was hot in the car. It was stuffy. There's no air conditioning.
Your father's car?
With my wife driving, which if my father were alive, he wouldn't have stood for 2 seconds. The old guys were different. Men in the front, wives in the back.
You like that arrangement?
Actually, I think the wife should ride in a little cart, behind the car, like in the cartoons. Like behind Noah's Ark, there's a little boat with the skunks.
Some of the writing is sarcastically funny in The Sopranos, and I still watch it to this day. It's one of my greatest relaxations, not because I worship the character. I admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. I just want to, you know, keep the set and frame accurate here. But I also am able to watch entertainment without being over, you know, unduly influenced by the characters. I wouldn't say that all children can do that. But nevertheless, forget the moralizing. We're talking about Tony Gandolfini. I'm sorry. I merged the characters. James Gandolfini died today at age 51. For all of you Sopranos fans out there, and I don't know how many there are because HBO is a rather small outlet at the end of the day. I don't even think many of my listeners have ever watched it. I was rather enamored with the series and watched every one of them several times over the years. And to this day, I watch the replays from time to time. But I'm reminded of the fact that America admires gangsters. America can't get enough of gangster movies. America seems to glorify gangsters. And I'm asking, why is America fascinated with gangsters? Well, I can give you some answers, as I have. We've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. We have a president who is functioning as though he is a gangster. Yes, I know you don't want to hear it. He answers to no one. There is no influence over him. He does what he wants. He dispenses billions and billions of dollars to his cronies as though it's his money. He sacks the treasury with impunity. He flies around the world with an air force behind him and an army. How do you differentiate him from a gangster? It's just a larger gang. The entire military is his gang. I mean, you want to really get crazy here. We have a president acting like a gangster right now. I've never seen it in my lifetime. Usually they're reined in when they get out of control. This one jumps from same-sex marriage to gun control to flood America with illegal aliens to cut our nukes to nothing. You name it, he's there. It's his agenda. You know, King Obama. No checks, no balances. No democracy, no America anymore.
Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong. A chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fountain, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. We start with traffic on the Bay Bridge. It's going to be slow. Lower deck, earlier accident cleared. Still bumper to bumper, northbound 101 from 280 out to the island. Upper deck, stalls being cleared before Fremont Street, but look for sluggish traffic from about the S curve. Eastbound 4 after Summersville and Antioch. Crash, left lane is blocked there. Slow and go, northbound 680 over the Sunol Grade from about Mission Boulevard over to Andrade on San Jose. Southbound 101, Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Still slow, Los Altos Hill. Southbound 280 from Page Mill Road down to Magdalena. It's helped by an earlier problem. Southbound 101, bumper-to-bumper Woodside Road down to Highway 85. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. This Wednesday and Thursday after 5 p.m., bring a Pepsi can to the admission-free boardwalk and get unlimited rides for just $12.95. Unlimited rides, $12.95. Only at the admission-free boardwalk, not valid July 4th.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Like First Quality Laminate Flooring, just 39 cents a square foot. Plus pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Bamboo from 139. Vinyl wood plank. Cork. Every floor is on sale. And get special financing. Get ready. End of quarter clearance starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
987
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What was his last name? Rizzo, Razzo, what?
Grasso.
Grasso. You think it's a coincidence they sent him? If he wasn't Italian, he'd be back at the office sweeping up. A stupid jerk. They probably frisk him every night before he goes home.
Why?
Why? Because he's a vowel at the end of his name. That's why. Grasso. I mean, what do you think? He's going to make it to the top by arresting his own people?
Pass the Lucio.
He'll see. He'll learn.
We have a vowel.
That's been right, and you'll be proud of it. Jesus Christ, you'd think there never was a Michelangelo, where they treat people.
Did you know that an Italian invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell was Italian?
You see? You see what I'm talking? Antonio Meucci invented the telephone, and he got robbed. Everybody knows that.
Who invented the mafia?
What?
La Cosa Nostra. Who invented that?
Who cares?
Wasn't it Salvatore Lucana, better known as Charlie Lucky Luciano, who organized the five families? Lucchese, Gambino, Bonanno, Profaci.
Is there something you want to say to me?
I just like history, like you did.
AJ, did you know that John Cabot was Italian?
Whoa. But he knows who that is.
It's the famous discoverer of Canada.
The Bank of America. You ever heard of it? One of the biggest banks in the world. Started by an Italian.
The first American saint was Italian. Mother Cabrini.
That's right.
Is it true that the Chinese invented spaghetti?
Now think about it. Why would people who eat with sticks invent something that you need a fork to eat? And here's something else I bet you didn't know. More Italians fought for this country in World War II than any other ethnic group. And it won't tell you about Sacco Vanzetti either.
The two Antichrists that got the electric chair in Massachusetts?
Anarchists.
Isn't it Antichrist?
There were two innocent men who got the chair because they were Italian.
How can there be two Antichrists? There was only one Christ.
So?
And of course, Francis Albert.
Anyway, again, we're playing snippets from James Gandolfini and other actors in the series of The Sopranos because I think he was one of the greatest actors. I've seen him in other movies. I'll tell you, he was also in a movie, Super 8, where he plays a sleazy pornographer. Astounding role. He had quite a great versatile range, incidentally, as an actor. And he died, okay, of a massive heart attack today in Italy on a trip, age 51. And it's certainly a cultural discussion to have for those in America who are media watchers and movie watchers, as I am. But, you know, the overlay between gangsters and gangster movies and gangster stories and our administration is becoming quite disturbing. The spying on people, the sacking of the treasury, the rewarding of cronies who do nothing for the society but steal the money. Very much like a gang, isn't it? Some would argue yes. Let's go to the callers, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Silvana, thanks for calling. What's your topic?
I think that we like gangster movies because the men in the family can have 1,000 mistresses and they'll still come home to their wife and they will never even think about divorce. They raise their own children. They love their children and their nieces and nephews, love them more than life itself. They know where their kids are at all times. They know who they hang out with. They know their boyfriends and girlfriends. They know who they marry, and they're very, very family-oriented, which is something that secretly all couples and families want to be, setting aside the mafia connections, of course.
So, but the fact of the matter is this real in the world of the gangster? That world is gone itself. That world that you projected is only real in some of the older movies, but it doesn't exist anymore, according to my reading of this subculture.
In Italian families, and I'm half Italian, half Puerto Rican, in Italian families, and my cousins that live in New York and New Jersey, who might be part of this subculture, it exists. It really does. It's very, very.
But how do you explain so many of the children of such great fathers becoming drug addicts, hating the family, not being part of the family? You know, there's been an awful lot of changes in the world of the old imagery. It doesn't exist anymore, according to what I read.
Yes, it is dysfunctional, no family is
what... But, Silvana, what I'm saying is one of the reasons that The Sopranos was so popular is because here we saw a dysfunctional mafia family in New Jersey living in a split-level home. The father was secretly going to a psychiatrist because he had blackouts. He was blacking out. He didn't know why. He has children who one becomes a student at Columbia and becomes a big liberal. The other one, the kid becomes a complete loser, worthless, can't get out of bed in the morning. So, you know, what were they trying to say with this series? The writing was beyond belief in terms of a contemporary view of such a family as opposed to the stick-in-the-mud stereotypical imagery of, you know, the old ways, let's say the 40s, 50s, which by my reading doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for the call, and I'd like to know why Americans are obsessed with, or so, you know, obsessed with. Here's a story that's not directly related. There's a woman in France named Marie Le Pen. She's a right-winger. Therefore, she's a criminal. She's now going to face prosecution from the so-called European Parliament because she compared Muslims to Nazis. Marine Le Pen faces prosecution, it's really persecution, for comparing Muslim immigration into France, to the Nazi occupation of France, after the European Parliament's legal committee recommended that the far-right leader be stripped of her immunity. Now, who did this to her? Well, you ready for this? A British Tory MEP called Sajjad Karim, a Muslim, voted in favor of her losing her parliamentary immunity. Can you believe this? In other words, she has no freedom of speech. French left-wing prosecutors asked the EU Assembly last November to lift her immunity as a lawmaker so she could be prosecuted for remarks likening Islamism and the invasion of Islam, Muslims rather, to the Nazi occupation. There's no freedom of speech anymore. Are we that far from it here in the United States of America with the NSA spying? How far away are we in the United States from what they just did to her? Gangsters are running governments across the Western world, and they're all left-wing gangster regimes. There's not a right-wing gangster regime running one country. Every nation that's under the grip of a corrupt government is under the grip of a left-wing corruption unlike anything I've ever seen in my lifetime. I'll take your calls at 1-855-400-7282. We're talking about these topics today on the Savage Nation. Again, I want to repeat in case you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. Can I be any more clear about it? 855-400-7282. Let's go to Robert on WABC. Robert, go ahead, please.
Mike, in the late 50s in New York, my dad had a small business, and he used to have to go into the piers in New York and New Jersey and get his product. And in order to get on the piers, you'd have to deal with the longshoremen, a lot of money going around, a lot of payoffs, a couple dollars here or there, but everybody was nice, respectful. I was a little kid. I used to go with my dad. And he met these incredible personalities, but they all seemed like hard-working guys. One day, all of a sudden, out on Long Island, this big Buick pulls up. And two of these hard-working guys, and I never saw anything but jeans and overalls and hats, coats, longshoremen. They can have this big, beautiful Buick. And they smile. They know me. They say hi. Two of them. They walk into my dad's building. Go into his office. The office closes the door. And they have a meet for about 20 minutes. I'm going, what's going on? I was shocked to see these guys in these beautiful suits if they're not seeing them in anything but work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out, and my dad shakes their hands. Everybody's smiling. Everything's good. They leave. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what happened? What were they doing here? He said, they came to ask me if they could help me with my business. I said, what'd you tell them? He says, I turned them down. I said, why? He says, because they're mafia. And once you're in the mafia, once they help you, you're in for life. And I don't want that.
And what happened? Did they hurt him?
No, absolutely not. It was all a respect thing. You know, they came, they liked him. It was all smiles.
Well, it sounds like a good ending. I mean, I think the happy ending you just told us is kind of an anomaly. I don't think it's the norm.
Well, it was just a respect type of thing, I guess, you know, and they came offering. He didn't ask.
Look, let's be very clear. The gangsters in America have and still do wreak unparalleled damage to America, to its social fabric, to its business, from Wall Street to the construction industry. They give nothing, and they take everything. It was an epidemic in America that seems to have gone away after Giuliani took great credit for this and that. But the fact is, new gangs have emerged. New ethnic gangs have emerged that don't even have the courtliness or controls of the gangs that we are still enamored with in popular culture. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do, yes.
You know, we don't hear about the ethnic gangs because the newspapers don't even report on them anymore. But never forget that it was mob strategy that corrupted major labor unions, ruined the lives of thousands of honest workers, and by rigging contracts, inflated the cost of homes, offices, garbage removal, clothing, food, and other basic products. And you say, well, okay, they're no longer around. Well, who is around doing it? The government today is sort of like an organized criminal enterprise. The government is doing all of that damage. Thank you for the call. 855-400-7282. Let's go to Alan in Salem, Oregon on KYKN. Alan, welcome. You're on the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. You know, I grew up in South Jersey, just outside of Philly, and I'd always hear about, like, the Brunos and Scarfos and the gang wars they were having. And every time one of them got killed over drugs or turf, they would always talk about on the news, on major news, Channel 6, Jim O'Brien, Jim Gardner, they would say, oh, he was a good family person. He gave to the church. He was good to the community. Why? Because he bought 1,000 turkeys off of drug money at Thanksgiving.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Of course that's the front.
Yeah, it is. It's a big front. And it sounds like the way you were just talking there. Usually I agree with you on, you know.
No, I'm not. Listen, I don't know if you heard the whole show so far. I'm not glorifying criminals. I told you 8 times I admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. I don't know how much more clear I can be.
Well, no, you could be more clear because you say on one sentence, you say, I agree with that, or I appreciate that cop that retires on a pension. But then the other 10 sentences are about how, you know, Tony Soprano and, you know, Big Pussy did this. And I just...
I'm talking about a cultural phenomenon, a very important cultural phenomenon, which is the gangster movie in America. You can't deny it's not an important element of American culture, can you?
Yeah, I sure can.
What do you mean? It's not an important element of American culture?
A portion, but there are large parts of the community that will get up there and elevate it to a status that it doesn't deserve.
Do you hear me elevating it to a status it doesn't deserve? I'm trying not to do that while discussing it. And I think you're confusing what I'm covering with my opinion of the individuals in this way of life.
Well, what is the difference there?
All right, well, you're not listening. You just have a prejudgment. You're saying don't even talk about it, but I'm not going to listen to you because I'll talk about a topic that I think is has currency in American society. And this is a topic that has tremendous currency in American society, especially today. That is because we have a criminal gang running the country in the estimation of many, many individuals who see it for what it is. How many times have I used the analogy on this show of the Scatino sporting goods store bust out to make a comparison to Barack Obama? The Scatino bust out was this. There was a guy in the neighborhood in the Sopranos series on TV, an Italian guy, but he was not in the rackets. He owned a big sporting goods store, like a mega store. Made a great living, millions of dollars a year. Well, he was a degenerate gambler. So one day in the series, Scatino comes and says to Tony, I want to gamble in that private gambling group you have going on above the store. And he says, look, he says, no, stay away. He said, you're going to get hurt. He says, no, no, Tony, I want to play. He says, I'm warning you, if you lose, you're going to have to pay, and I'm going to have to collect. Scatino goes in, he loses everything, he loses the store. So what happens is the gang, the Sopranos gang, moves into the sporting goods store. They take an office. And before long, it's no longer a legitimate business. They're selling all of the goods out of the back of the store for pennies on the dollar, selling it as swag, basically. They are taking the credit of the company and buying airline tickets with it and giving away or selling the airline tickets. Eventually, the store is completely busted out of ruin and boarded up and sold off. It sounds like America to me. America is like the Scatino sporting goods store being sacked by Barack Obama. How many different ways do you have to see a guy flying around like a king with literally no constraints upon him? The spending is insanity. He has no shame, no control, no newspapers there say what is obvious to everyone with a sane mind. So how different is it than a Sopranos? How different is Obama to, let's say, a mob boss having taken over the country? I mean, think about it. How does it differ? They might even have more control. They might even have more control than he does. They probably wouldn't live the high life. They probably would play it quieter. I guarantee you this. They probably wouldn't sell us out to our worst enemy. I can assure you of that. I guarantee they wouldn't sack the military and debase our nuclear stockpiles. I guarantee you half of the moral degeneracy that he's engaged in terms of social policy, would not be enacted by them. So in many ways, he's worse than a mob boss. How do you like that? Now, I mean, so where do you stand on that one? You never heard it, did you? WABC Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Being of Italian extraction, I take offense when I hear one of your callers talk about the wonderful family people they are. It's crap. They're cowards. They're sociopathic. They parasitic. They bring so much disgrace to self-respecting Italians, because until this day, they'll never put an Italian in the White House. Like that phone call between Jennifer Flowers and Bill Clinton is about our former governor there, Il Supremo. He says, yeah. Oh, he's a little mafiosa. That stigma will never leave. And they have done more harm. I understand construction costs in New York City are 10% higher due to the raking off of all organized crime. And it's interesting. Every union, to me, a union's organized crime. They're bullies. And why? And that's why the mafia always infiltrates those groups, because they're the same type of people. It should never be forgotten that they are the worst element. I'm glad there's Giuliani. He ripped them into pieces. They despise him, and he knew how.
But here's the problem: has crime disappeared in America? New groups moved in. New ethnic groups moved in that are far worse, by the way.
Of course, they do it with a badge.
In other words, well, I wouldn't say they do it with a badge. I wouldn't say every cop is a criminal. That's getting a little beyond the ken of the show right now. But the fact is that there are other ethnic groups who are far worse than the group you're discussing. I'll be right. Stay in the line, Tom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
KSFO traffic, Marin County, northbound 101, past Seminary Drive. It's a crash. Second lane from the left is blocked on the peninsula, northbound 280, just past Highway 380. An accident there may be in the middle lanes as well. Southbound 101 still slow on the peninsula from about Marsh Road down to San Antonio. Southbound 280 still unwinding. Heavy Page Mill Road to Magdalena. Earlier problems making that commute worse than it normally is. I'm Dave Fowler, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With a reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month, or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
La, la, la. After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
Earn your wings with Fly Bay Area. Enjoy bird's eye views and even try your hand at flying, all for half off. Thanks, SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's a very short segment. We're talking about the death of James Gandolfini, who played The Sopranos, and why America seems to be fascinated with gangsters, gangster movies, gangster books, and how that relates to a government that we now have, which is starting to resemble a criminal gang. To people who can draw the parallels, because they can put two and two together. Let's go back to Tom on WABC. Tom, we have about a minute left. Please finish your monologue. Go ahead, please.
Did come across one or two wise guys in my days, and one of them left me with the thought. He said, you know what wise guys do? They spend 24 hours a day trying to figure out how to screw the other wise guy. Which I thought was kind of interesting, because you can't trust them. I mean, look at Sammy the Bull Gravano. He flipped on his boss.
Yes, the informers who violated the Omerta Oath are who brought down the five families initially, correct?
Right. It's a myth, the code of silence, which started with Velasquez.
But now think about it. The wires that men wore to entrap their friends, to bring them down for the government. Mm-hmm. We now have a government using a wire, in essence, on every American citizen. The government has become a criminal enterprise unto itself. In the name of the war on terror, they have become criminals, violating the Fourth Amendment, violating the rights of all Americans, acting in essence as the worst enemy that America could ever have, doing things to us that was done under the communist and Nazi regimes, and they're getting away with it because there's no outcry either from the Republican Party or from the media. So what's left for us to do? But talk amongst ourselves, which we shall do, believe me. Shall we do it? Yes. When I return right here on the Savage Nation, Obama in Berlin. You won't believe what he's doing next.
Savage.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 0758212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. Hot Talk 560 KSFO, weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
What I can say to everybody in Germany and everybody around the world is this applies very narrowly
to leads that we have obtained on issues related to terrorism or proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. So there are a few narrow categories.
He's in Germany trying to BS the Berliners, our president, our dear leader. And while he had 200,000 acolytes worshiping at his feet in 2008, there were only 5,000 this time. And he's trying to justify his unpopularity by saying that the NSA spying is very limited. It only applies to these cases and that, blah, blah, blah. No one believes him anymore. The only people who believe him are those in the media. Now, that leads into, in some ways, because many of us think he's an illegitimate leader acting like a gangster, in the sense that there are no checks and balances upon his spending, his outrageous control over every aspect of our lives. We are talking about the death today of the Sopranos character, Tony Soprano character, James Gandolfini, who died today at age 51 on a trip to Italy. Now, I'm a big fan of The Sopranos. I thought it was excellent writing. In terms of production values, I've never seen anything quite as well done. I enjoy it. I watch it. I laugh at it. Do I glorify the gangster life? Absolutely not. I lead the opposite life. But the fact of the matter is, we're talking about why gangster movies, in particular, are popular in America and in the world. And people are calling about that. And you're invited to call about that at 855-400-7282. But I want to broaden it slightly. Here's a study, a news article, just came out a minute ago. A new study comes out, says that 70% of Americans are on prescription drugs. Let me repeat that. 70% of Americans are on prescription drugs. Antibiotics, antidepressants, and painkiller opioids are the most common prescriptions given to Americans. 20% of U.S. patients were found to be on five or more prescription medications. Amongst women, you're not going to believe this, ages 50 to 64, one in four are on an antidepressant. 13% of the overall population on antidepressants. 17% of people were being prescribed antibiotics. 13% are on pain-killing opioids. What is the relationship to organized crime? Well, it's quite clear to me that there's a blurring between drug dealers, drug peddlers, and prescription drug peddlers. There's a huge, huge similarity in the mind of many between the peddling of drugs in the streets and peddling of drugs in doctor's offices. Okay? So where does crime end and where does crime begin is the question. Who's the bigger criminal? The guy on the street or the guy running the drug company prescribing, let us say, psychoactive drugs for children as young as 2 years of age? Who's the bigger criminal? The guy who sells crack in the street or the guy who sells ADHD drugs to children as young as a year and a half? Or the doctor who whores himself out and starts to say that babies need drugs when they don't need drugs? I'm talking about for behavior disorders that may not even exist. Who's the bigger drug dealer? The doctor who gives paper after paper after paper saying that, yes, ADD exists. Yes, ADHD exists. Yes, it's prevalent in our society. Yes, the children need to be drugged. Is he an honest man? Well, there are psychiatrists that would say no, he's a criminal. Even the psychiatric profession has turned on them. So I think this whole question on the show tonight about gangsters and criminality has a far, far reaching potential. It goes well beyond James Gandolfini and The Sopranos, although that per se is an interesting topic. Now, of course, there's another element to why the show The Sopranos was so popular on HBO and The Godfather movie, which I would say a large percentage of my audience saw The Godfather movies. A smaller percentage may have watched The Sopranos on HBO. And that is the element of family. In The Godfather, there was a story about a family, an Italian-American family. And as the story was written by Mario Puzo, a fabulous novelist, by the way, I called him America's Maupassant many years ago, and I still believe he was a fabulous novelist. The Godfather saga was really a family story in many ways. It was about a poor immigrant boy from Sicily who came over, and he was frail, and he was young, sickly, and they kept him in quarantine. And he comes to America, and as he grows up, he tries to get a job in a little Italian grocery store in the Lower East Side. And he gets the job in a little store, and he has a wife, and he has a little baby. And then what happens is the black hand guy comes around and talks to the grocery store owner. He says, fire Vito and put my nephew in. And what is the store owner going to do? So he fires the guy Vito, who's driven into a life of crime. That's the story. That's how the story is told. And, of course, we also like Marlon Brando in that role because he was seen to be what perhaps existed at that time in a very small manner, a man who had rules, a man who wouldn't go too far as sketched out by Mario Puzo and Coppola in the movies. Why? Well, for example, during one important meeting with the so-called Turk, Salazzo the Turk wants the family to run drugs into New York City and the East Coast. And the Marlon Brando character, Don Corleone, listens carefully and he says, well, I wish you the best of luck, but we're not going to deal drugs into our communities. We won't do it. So we say, oh, he's an honest gangster. Or in another scene, when the Undertaker comes to see him, whose daughter had been molested or raped by a group of young boys, he comes to the Godfather and he says, Godfather, I want you to do this to them. And he whispers in his ear what he wanted done to the boys. And the Godfather says judiciously, no, I won't do that, but you can leave now and you know that your daughter's honor will be preserved. And then he whispers to one of your men, give it to a reliable man, if I remember correctly, and let him not go too far. In other words, he was a judicious tribal leader. Don Corleone, as played by Marlon Brando, was presented as a judicious leader who was not vicious, didn't kill for sport, didn't do it for ego, did it purely for business and purely to even the playing field for the people who had no power. So we all, in a way, wish to God that we knew someone like Don Corleone. Everybody's had somebody who screwed them in life or hurt them in some way and wish to God they could get even, but they can't. We have a twisted judicial system, et cetera, and so forth and so on. So I think that explains in part the popularity of The Godfather. But now we get to The Sopranos. Why was this popular? Well, now you see a dysfunctional modern mafia family in New Jersey where the guy is secretly going to a psychiatrist, which is considered absolutely off the boards. If anyone actually went to a shrink, they probably would have been killed because they gave up too much inside information. They couldn't be trusted. They were weak, et cetera, and so forth. So that was unheard of. Then he has the wife always nagging him. Meanwhile, she looks the other way while he's got all of the guma, the girlfriends, and he stays out all night. She doesn't want to know what he does for a living. That's the game. She knows going into the marriage, this is how it's going to be. He's going to have women. He's going to make money. She's going to take care of their family. She'll live well. She'll have the jewelry, the dresses, the clothing, blah, blah, the hairdos, the house, blah, blah, blah. But in return, she doesn't ask him what he's doing. That was the arrangement. Well, as the series proceeds over the years, the marriage goes on the rocks, and they start seeing a therapist. Then they start seeing separate therapists. Then she goes to a psychiatrist. It's one of the best interchanges in the entire series between Carmela Soprano and the Jewish psychiatrist, an older man. I don't know who played the role. He was fantastic. So she starts talking to him about getting a divorce. She starts talking about the problems between her and Tony Soprano because he's always seeing girls and this and that. So the psychiatrist says to him, get a divorce. So she says to him, are you Jewish? And he says, what difference does that make? And she says, well, you know, in your tradition, divorce is allowed, but not in mine. She said, father, meaning the priest, told us that divorce is not right. It's immoral and we should never do it. We should try to work it out. So the psychiatrist character says, and how did that work out? So she gets the picture. Then he advises her, get a divorce, leave him as fast as you can, leave the house, take the children, because everything you have is blood money. Again, one of the most phenomenal turning points in the whole series, where you start to see who Tony, the charming Tony, as played by Gandolfini, really is. Okay, so I'm giving you some of the reasons I found it fascinating. The writing was amazing. Remember, I'm not only a talk show host. I've written two very successful novels, Abuse of Power and A Time for War, which is coming out in paperback very shortly. Is it about a gangster? No, it's about the opposite. It's about Jack Hatfield, who is a journalist who lost his job because he was smeared by the leftist press, and he constantly tries to do the right thing. Is he perfect? No, he's flawed. He has Asperger's syndrome. He has quirks. He's not a typical superhero character like a Superman. So people came to like my character, Jack Hatfield. But having said that, because I'm involved in the writing of a novel, two novels now of this type, and I'm working on the third as we speak, I'm fascinated by movies. I'm fascinated by the James Gandolfini character. And I've liked him in every movie he's ever been in. In fact, I sought him out. If I saw Gandolfini was in this movie or that movie, I would try to find that movie. So it leads us to the next topic. Actually, the same topic, which opens us up, again, on the Savage Nation, to you, the listener, to why do you think America is fascinated by gangster movies? And again, before we go on, I want to repeat, gangsters are largely parasites on the productive in society. They create nothing. They take, maim, and kill. And that I, Michael, admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. I don't want you to think I'm glorifying a characterization. I'm enjoying the characterization. It doesn't mean I glorify them. Okay? 855-400-7282. Why do we like them? Chris on Frederick on WFTL in Florida. Welcome to the program, Frederick. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
I think it's just power and money. As Americans, we're only attracted to power and money. I mean, from the moment we're born, what are we told to do? We're told to click up. The big kid in the neighborhood, we're going to go be behind him so he doesn't beat us up. We follow.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right about that. I had to have a big friend protect me in the Bronx. I did. He wasn't a gangster, but he was tough as nails, and I had to hang out with him, or else I would have gotten stepped on and ruined.
That's what we're taught. We're taught power. Power and money might not buy you happiness, but enough power can get you to get anyone to do anything for you, and enough money will get you everything else that you want. So if you're not happy, that's on you.
Well, Frederick, you make some good points, but I want to say something that came to me with a lot of time and study. What you say is true, but it's not limited to America. I thought that in more primitive societies, we wouldn't see such an obsession with power, money, and wealth, okay? So in my earlier years, in my late 20s and 30s, I was an anthropologist, and I went to tribal villages in the Fiji Islands, Samoa, Tonga, and I lived in these villages. And I also studied more primitive societies going back 100 years before. And what I learned is that status and power exist in all societies at all levels. It doesn't matter whether it's a village made of straw huts or a village called New York City. In other words, in New Guinea, where the men are as tough as nails, but they didn't trade in money at that time, the man who had more pigs was wealthier than the man who had no pigs. You follow what I'm saying? But there was status attached to those pigs. Just as in other villages, certain trinkets, established the man's, let us say, vitality or status in the society. So in every society is what I'm saying, that the leftists would have us believe that only in America are people greedy and they want power and money. The fact is, I found in my searches that wherever you go on earth, man's nature is such that he wants to exert his authority over others. Man's nature is such that he wants to establish himself as the best guy. I mean, that's just human nature, Frederick.
I could take it a step further with why we won't get on Barack Obama. Because by the time we get to high school, there's that one click. That clique that's always on the monkey bars with the cheerleaders, and he has everybody around him that's supposed to be cool with the nice clothes. And it's almost like we've given him his spot. We voted him in that spot. So we got to say we're wrong first and then fight him on doing exactly what we told him to go do?
Yeah, that's interesting. In other words, for the people who elected him to reject him, they'd have to admit they're wrong, and they won't do that. That's sort of true. See, on a basic level, Frederick, you're making very, very good sense. And you yourself are, I hope, not mixed up in any of such worlds, are you?
No, I mean, I'm just a young guy who's trying to watch and trying to see what's really happening. And you make more sense than most, and I try to catch your show as much as I can. I actually work at 3 o'clock every morning. I'm a baker. So you see that?
By the way, bakers are my favorite people on earth. I never met a baker I didn't like. I think bakers are the most honest people on the planet. There's something about fresh bread at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to make your day, Frederick. I'm sending you a free copy of A Time for War. Stay on the line. Nice guy, huh? Nice guy. I have memories of bakeries. 4:30 in the morning in the Catskill Mountains. I don't know if the bakery is still there. I was talking to a new friend in Ellenville. And this was in, I forget the town, I don't know, but we used to stay out. I was a worker, we worked 16, 18 hours a day as busboys, and then we'd go out partying all night. And at 4:30 or 5 in the morning, before we came back for an hour's sleep, before we'd start our 16-hour days, God, it's great to be young, we'd stop at a bagel bakery where the bagels were just put out in bags outside at 5 in the morning. I could, to this day, remembrances of things past. But unlike Proust with his Petite Madeleines, it's Michael Savage with his large bagels in his memory. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months.
The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watch the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
When you travel or if you move, you don't have to miss your favorite station.
Thanks to the free iHeartRadio app, this station and over 1,500 of the best stations
play on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Green Grove is a retirement community, and it's more like a hotel at Captain Teves.
Who's he?
Captain owns luxury hotels or something. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is, I talked to Mrs. DiCaprio over there, and she says she's got a corner suite available with a woods view. It's available now, but it's going to go fast.
Of course it's available. Somebody died.
You got to stop. You got to stop with this black poison cloud all the time, because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, poor you.
You know, I got problems at work. I got problems at home. I got a friend who's been diagnosed with cancer. Most parents would be grateful if their yuppie children put as much thought into this as I did.
I'm not going to that place.
Then I will go to court and I will get a durable power of attorney over you and I will place you there.
You're listening to James Gandolfini playing Tony Soprano, fighting with his mother character about putting her in a home. And I tell you, there's another thing about it. You watch the series over a 10-year period. The kids were babies when it started or young. And then as time went on, they were teenagers with all the problems of teenagers. And the mother, you know, goes to the home and then the mother dies. It was just at a time in my life when my mother went into a care facility, and strangely enough, there was some parallels between his childhood, not the criminal side, but the family side, and my childhood in many, many ways. I don't know if I was alone in that, but I surely related to him and the mother. Boy, was that something. Anyway, Gandolfini died today at age 51. Great actor. Born in 61 in New Jersey. He went to Rutgers. He was a bouncer in Manhattan and a nightclub manager. In the 80s, he went to a Meisner Technique acting class. Went on to Broadway, and he played little roles like Gina Davis's plumber boyfriend in Angie. I remember the movie Crimson Tide. He played a loyal Navy lieutenant in Crimson Tide. He played the enforcer in Get Shorty. And then he played the mobster in True Romance. He wound up, you know, having it at The Sopranos, 6-year run. He won 3 straight Screen Actors Guild Awards besides Emmys for lead drama actor, and he's making $1 million an episode, which was at that time unheard of. And as I said to you many times, the priest said, God can put the lights out at any time. Okay? So that's all. He was bigger than life. And we're talking about why gangster movies are so popular and the gangster figure in America. If you want to call, go ahead.
Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The commission has set the pay of California lawmakers and statewide elected officials, such as the governor and attorney general, has voted to restore a 5% pay cut it made to salaries last year as state employees faced furloughs. Today's vote was 5-1 in favor of restoring the wages to 2011 levels. The commission that sets the pay of California lawmakers and statewide elected officials, such as the governor and attorney general, has voted to restore a 5% pay cut made to the salaries last year of state employees and faced furloughs. Taking a look at traffic, we've got slow traffic still getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Look for eastbound 80 to be slow from, actually it starts northbound 101 from the 280 split onto the lower deck. Upper deck still slow from the island into San Francisco. Southbound 101 slow from Marsh Road, still down to San Antonio. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I was playing guitar in our apartment, and suddenly everything started shaking.
The earthquake was a little more rocking and rolling than I cared for.
Thankfully, we were prepared
to survive and recover.
And so was our stuff. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to recover.
And working with our insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
Did you know most renters' insurance policies do not cover earthquake damage? A separate policy through the California Earthquake Authority, or CEA, can help pay for a place to live, replace personal property, and help you get your life back to normal after California's next damaging earthquake. CEA policies are sold and serviced through the insurance agent you already know and trust. The CEA urges you to get prepared for earthquakes, which can happen in California anywhere and anytime. Visit insure.earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking? Relax, you've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously, women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is, and super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about, like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Well, I had a dream the other night. I was riding in a Cadillac like my father used to have. Carmela was driving. I was in the back passenger seat. Sitting next to me was Gloria. In front of me, sitting next to Carmelo, was a business associate of mine. I don't know where we were going. No place. We never seemed to get anywhere. Kind of like this therapy.
Kind of like this therapy. That's the James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano character, talking to his therapist. And he's always complaining to her that the therapy's not doing him any good because he has panic attacks, he blacks out. In other words, we all came to empathize with the character in many ways because he was vulnerable. In other words, he was real. He was not a stereotype in that sense. But the bigger question today for me on the talk radio show, which I don't want to waste your time, and I think it's a sociological question is worth discussing, is, I mean, these movies make a lot of money. The Sopranos make a lot of money. Why is America fascinated with gangsters? Why? And at the same time, we're looking at our president, and they're saying his trip to Europe was a complete disaster. It says, with vague pledges and backtalk from Merkel and Putin, President Obama shows how far America's standing with Europe has fallen. No kidding. They say President Obama's honeymoon with the world is over. What was it exactly about Obama's controversy-marred trip to Germany and the G8 summit in Northern Ireland that fell so flat? They write, how about everything? And, okay, there it is. The news is pretty bad for him, and you'd like to say it's pretty good for America. It isn't. Because I want my president to be admired. I want my president to succeed. I want my president to knock heads in Europe. I want my president to tell the world where they can take a hike. But I don't have that in him. I have an apologist and a liar, in my estimation, who's taken this country down so many notches, I don't know what it's going to take to bring us back up, especially when I don't see one Republican who can bring us out of the hole we're in. I see one, but I don't think he can win. That's Alan West. I'd like to see him defeat Rubio and become a senator. Alan West is my idea. I'd like to see war heroes, guys who fought in Iraq, guys who fought in Afghanistan, run for office across America. Then we could save the country. Anyway, let's go back to this topic. Let's go to Steve on WABC. Steve, welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Up until about 10 years ago, I lived in a bit of an idealistic world. I thought, like you, the mob was a bunch of murdering thieves, and my government was there to protect me against that. Quite frankly, Michael, today I don't see much of a difference except for two, all right? I'm not saying the government has people murdered, but I think we can agree, due to their incompetence, people are getting killed, first point.
Well, they use drones to kill people, and in killing their targeted enemy, they kill innocent people.
Wait, our troops in Afghanistan are basically sitting ducks. I think you would agree, right?
They're being killed every day because of the weakness of the leadership. They're getting whacked by Afghan troops, shot in the back. Who puts up with this?
You made my...
Who raises his son and wants to be a hero, and the boy goes over there, gets shot in the back. If he does his job, he gets court-martialed.
Right. My second point is, all right, the mob, and this builds on what an earlier caller said, if you don't bother them, they will not bother you, okay?
Well, is that true? Is that really true?
Yes, that is true, and I've seen that, okay? If you don't get in the way of their business, and it's not hard to avoid their business, it really isn't, okay? You stay away from their business and don't get involved with them, they will leave you alone. My government wants to be involved in my life, whether I agree with who's in
yeah. Not. You make a very good point.
Huh?
As to whether the government kills people domestically, there was a case a day ago of a left-wing reporter who brought down General McChrystal through his articles in Rolling Stone. He died in a car wreck in Los Angeles the other night at 4:30 in the morning. Would you say that was an accident?
I this is news to me. I was not aware of that. No, I.
Well, our people are writing on the internet. Was it an accident? there was a talk. Andrew Breitbart had a heart attack in his 40s after a drink in L.A. A day before he was going to make a big announcement. Okay, he was a walking heart attack. The lifestyle he led, the food he ate, the drink. So, in my opinion, who knows what happened there? You know, you can't dwell on these things because you have no answer. I don't know the answer to the question. That's all. Now let's go to Chicago. Gino, thank you for holding. You're on the program. Give us your opinion. Thank you.
Yes, Mike. Most people can relate with the wise guy genre because it reflects values and standards that many wish they had. Respect, honor, love of family, marriage between a man and woman, love of country. I don't think it's the murder and violence people admire, but it's the alpha male that many men wish they can be. And let me give an example.
Boy, no, hold it. That's a lot to absorb. You are right. In other words, you're saying that the people watch the gangster movie not so much for the gore and the murder, but for the almost positive attributes of the characters.
Exactly. The alpha male element of it. Let's look at Lucky Luciano. 26 years old, redefines the mafia. Al Capone, 29 years old, running a $30 million a year business. Nowadays, kids are still smoking pot, living with their mothers at that age. Now, I'm not condoning this lifestyle, Mike, but in many ways, it's a necessary evil. And anyone who watches...
Well, you could argue that vice has been with mankind from the beginning, and they're just fulfilling a societal a need. I mean, you could put it that way. But then there's the argument, why not legalize all the vices and charge taxes on them?
Well, Mike...
Then everyone gets what they want, and society doesn't have to have the gangsters to worry about. They have the government as gangster.
Well, I fear the government more than I fear the mafia. And I'll say this much, Mike. Anyone who's watched The Sopranos, Anthony Soprano, by all means, is a conservative. If anyone who's watched that, his values, his love of...
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. It's reflected in many of his... Many of the dialogues in the Sopranos were about terrorism in the early 2000s, remember?
Yes.
Al-Qaeda, he's always worried about the Arabs he's doing business with, you know, who they are. Are they really just business guys and gangsters, or are they really Al-Qaeda, you know? That came up in many of the early Sopranos, and he worked with the FBI, as a matter of fact, mirroring what Luciano did in World War II. In one of the series, it was written that way, that he actually is approached by the FBI to help them if they see something with the, you know, the terrorist types, to let them know. And they'll give him information that might help him. Remember that one?
Yes, I do. Your caller, Tom, it was maybe like an hour ago, he made me cringe. Because I'm not condoning the mafia, but when I hear Italian people bash organized crime in a sense of, oh, they're stealing from the public, they're taking 10% kickbacks. Let me tell you something. If you're in the city, you have a business, okay? It's not such a bad idea to have a Tony Soprano in your corner if you need your garbage picked up, if you have people bothering you, if you have certain things happening. The mafia, to me, is not as bad as the government that is putting drones over our heads.
Yeah, well, let me quote someone who knows a lot more about it than I do, and that's a man named Selwyn Raab, R-A-A-B, the Five Families, The Rise, Decline, and Resurgence of America's Most Powerful Mafia Families. I'll quote him. Because he says the mafia wreaked unparalleled damage to America's social fabric and vital business enterprises, from Wall Street to the construction industry. Almost every American alive today has been injured by the mob's insatiable greed and invisible influence. It was a mafia game plan that introduced the scourge of heroin into inner cities, provoking an epidemic of violent crime and the ruination of once stable neighborhoods. He writes all of this. It was mob strategy that corrupted major labor unions, damaging the lives of thousands of honest workers. And through rig contracts, he writes, inflating the cost of homes, offices, garbage removal, clothing, food, and other basic products. And the book is interesting. It's 800 pages long. He investigated and he wrote it. So you draw your own conclusions. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. The main topic to me is, why is America fascinated by gangsters? And it's not just America. Look at France. Look at the French movies from the 50s onward. Some of the great gangster movies. Look at the English gangsters. You want to talk about gangster movies? One of the great, I think some of the best, if you want to talk about the genre from an entertainment point of view, are the English gangster movies. I think that the most frightening of all gangster movies ever made is Gangster Number One, an English production. I forget the actor. He was tall, blonde guy. It was so awful. But yet, I was fascinated by this, the rise of this guy, and this from the early years to the late years. Malcolm McDowell plays the part. Phenomenal. Unbelievable. And how can you not, you know, want to be watching a movie, if you like the genre, with a Cockney gangster? Some of them were amazing characters, and again, fascinating to those who like the genre. And apparently, there are many who do. WMAL Jr., you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I'll tell you, I've always been fascinated with mafia movies, and mainly because I like the idea that the person who needs to get his tail whipped gets his tail whipped. I love the idea of getting the beat down, and I always think somebody usually needs to get beat down. And I know it sounds strange coming from a woman, but I really like the visceral heart of that.
Well, you could also watch extreme fighting. You know, you could just watch. Cage fighting instead of watching a mafia movie. If you want to see people getting a beat down, if you want to see violence.
That I really do. I can get into, you know, boxing.
You know, there's a lot more women at boxing matches now. I've noticed in the audience there used to be almost no women. It was not considered polite for women to go. But I've noticed in some of the broadcasts there are far more well-dressed women sitting in the front rows who seem to like to watch the machismo of the guys fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Well, but you really want to watch fighting. You got to watch the, you know, the extreme fighting. You know, my family, you know, supported the early days of this with sponsorship. So I went to a lot of these events, and I met these guys. You know, it's amazing to see people as tough as this. It's shocking, actually, and as it always is, because genuinely tough men I found are very, very interesting to be around. Genuinely tough men are generally very calm, very quiet, and very controlled in person. That's something that most people who know reality know to be true. And that, by the way, ranges from the fighter, whether it be a boxer, some of them are the most gentle people you could ever meet. Two, in fact, truthfully, the gangster. They're generally not the loudmouth, wild types presented in the movies. They're totally different. But that's, again, you know, a personalized thing. I'm sure it varies all over the planet. And there's nothing you can draw from that that's generalized. You can't generalize from that. 855-400-7282. Let's take another quick call. You can join the fun here by talking about this today. There's a lot of big news coming out of Obama's trips. I mean, I think he's out of control. He's trying to justify the spying on citizens in Germany. It's not going over. He's going to go on, and I'll talk about basically destroying our nuclear stockpile when our enemies are building them up. There's no end to Obama the Destroyer, incidentally. Syria, we're arming Islamist rebels when Russia says, you better not. Obama is sending more, Putin is arming Assad. Now, what are we going to gain by this? Why are we going into Russia's backyard, arming rebels, so-called, who are Islamists at that, with weaponry, while Russia is now bringing in heavy weapons and missiles, probably, and has a big naval base that Assad controls? This is like the prelude to World War One. This is how World War One happened. This is like the Guns of August. This is like major powers reluctantly backing into a war that nobody wanted, and once it started, nobody could stop. And your dunce-in-chief doesn't even know the history of this earth, nor moreover the history of this country, nor the history of any war. This is an out-of-control academic leftist who is being misadvised by the idiots around him. Sorry to get off the topic here. Patricia on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, yes, thank you for taking my call, Michael. I just wanted to add that the difference between, you know, mafia and president is the mafia kills their enemies and the president embraces them and aids them and treats and criminalizes U.S. citizens.
Yeah, it's upside down. I don't know how this goes on without him being impeached. I don't know how the Republicans don't stop him. For as weak as they are, they must know what's going on. How can they be talking about Obamacare, Shmamamacare, Madamacare? There's a bigger issue. He's turned our enemies into friends and our friends into enemies. How much worse can it get than this? Well, my friends, it can get a lot worse before it gets better. This show has flown by, I guess, because it's talking about entertainment. We've been talking about the death of a fine actor, James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano on The Sopranos. And I took it into a bigger realm, which was why is America fascinated with gangster characters? And this is what I live for, is a show that flies by because it's interesting. If you care to join the conversation, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219. This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Let's go to, I'm getting only New York callers. I wonder why. There's no one on the West Coast, the East Coast, Texas, North, South, East, and West who have anything to say about these characters. Well, before we move on to your callers, I got to put in a few more news stories here on the Savage Nation. And the one that you can't miss, because it's going to be very big tomorrow, which is Obama in Europe wanting to push a big cut in our nuclear stockpile. It's insanity. While others are building them, he wants to destroy them. Listen to clip number 8 on the Savage Nation. The minute it plays, you're not going to believe what you're about to hear. Clip number 8. Okay, well, we have quick on the draw, David, there.
Think negotiated cuts with Russia to move beyond Cold War nuclear postures, and we can forge a new international framework for peaceful nuclear power. Reject the nuclear weaponization that North Korea and Iran may be seeking. America will host a summit in 2016 to continue our efforts to secure nuclear materials around the world, and we will work to build support in the United States to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and call on all nations to begin negotiations on a treaty that ends the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons.
An out-of-control mad college professor would talk about things like this at a time like that. It's unbelievable to me how mad this man is, like a madman on his agenda. He doesn't give up. It's not enough what he's done to the country. He destroyed NASA. He deballed the military. He wants to flood America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. That's not enough. The left-wing agenda must march on. Gay marriage, cut nuclear weapons, global warming, all of the fraudulent doxies of the left come out of this man's yap. It doesn't stop. Well, listen to retired General Jack Keane, who has a different view because he actually knows what's going on. Listen to clip number 9 on
reducing
the
capacity like that in the face of nuclear proliferation and rogue states acquiring nuclear weapons is absolutely, in my judgment, you know, the wrong message. And certainly military leaders, I believe, feel much the same way. It actually, not well known is the state of our nuclear arsenal. Quite frankly, it needs some repair in that sense. It needs to be modernized. The Russians have certainly modernized theirs, and the Chinese have done much the same. And ours is in very bad shape in that sense. It doesn't mean we don't have capability. It means we have a deteriorating capability.
Now, that's a man who you can believe because he makes sense. The liar-in-chief doesn't make any sense. He just shoots his mouth off. Disarm, disarm, disarm. Take the guns away from the people. Take the nukes away from the military, and the world will be fine. And him and his wife could fly off to a $100 million trip to Africa, and the idiots could cheer him on. That's what you leftist vermin have given to this country. You've given us this fraud in chief.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. Hot Talk 560.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here is our number 3 of The Savage Nation for tonight, Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. Barack Obama wants to kill all of our nuclear program. You heard me. No, it's beyond comprehension. He wants to zero out our nuclear stockpile. This is beyond belief. Nobody can believe what this man is doing. He's arming the Islamist rebels who have taken over from all the other rebel groups. What is it going to take for the morons listening to this program and elsewhere to realize, well, I'll stop right there. Also from the entertainment world, one of my favorites, soprano star James Gandolfini died today at age 51 in Italy. He was at a, he's dead. Suddenly, after a suspected heart attack while on holiday in Rome, Gandolfini was only 51 years old. He'll be forever remembered as mob boss Tony Soprano on the series The Sopranos, which won him 3 Emmy Awards. He was overweight, he was balding, he was rough around the edges, he was a thick-accented New Jersey character, and he was the opposite of a marquee leading man, you know, set to be a character actor. Yet he was such a masterful actor that he made Tony Soprano empathetic, sexy, and smart. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Gandolfini. We're going to talk about your favorite stars, your favorite actresses, and put aside politics, as well as all the other stories of the day that are very, very powerful, but there's only so much anybody can take. If you go to the top of michaelsavage.com, you'll see Obama pushes for nuclear arms cuts in Berlin. This is while other countries are building their nuclear arsenals. Germans are sobering up after Obama euphoria from 2008, when he was treated like a rock star. Now he's being treated like the, you know what he is. Syria's Islamists seize control as they push the moderates aside, yet Obama is arming them. Alan West is open to a Senate primary against Rubio. Thank God, Alan. Go, go, go. Your FBI is using drones for U.S. surveillance. In Germany, Obama defends U.S. internet snooping. In New Jersey, they've approved a tuition bill for illegal aliens. Majority of Americans don't trust newspapers or TV news. No kidding, they love Michael Savage. An illiterate, hateful rapper stamped on the American flag. He can kiss my flag. The Senate rejected the border fence. A sex therapy expert says Anthony Weiner is not cured. Well, then he should surely be mayor of New York. No one's cured there. The only thing cured in New York is the ham. I don't want to send you to michaelsavage.com to see this, but you know I'm an animal lover. Suspected member of elephant slaughter gang arrested. You want to see the poor dead babies? Go ahead. Cry your heart out. And while you're looking at it, see what else your friends in China are buying. See a picture of 213 bear paws cut off living bears for your verminous friends in China. And so we're going to talk about gangsters now on the Savage Nation. James Gandolfini died today at age 51. For all of you Sopranos fans out there, and I don't know how many there are because HBO is a rather small outlet at the end of the day. I don't even think many of my listeners have ever watched it. I was rather enamored with the series and watched every one of them several times over the years. And to this day, I watch the replays from time to time. But I'm reminded of the fact that America admires gangsters. America can't get enough of gangster movies. America seems to glorify gangsters. And I'm asking, why is America fascinated with gangsters? Well, I can give you some answers, as I have. We've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. We have a president who is functioning as though he is a gangster. Yes, I know you don't want to hear it. He answers to no one. There is no influence over him. He does what he wants. He dispenses billions and billions of dollars to his cronies as though it's his money. He sacks the treasury with impunity. He flies around the world with an air force behind him and an army. How do you differentiate him from a gangster? It's just a larger gang. The entire military is his gang. So let's play a piece of James Gandolfini on the Savage Nation.
If I was to know something possibly terror related and help you out, could I bank the result in goodwill? What if a couple of guys, I don't know, Arabs, Arabians maybe, they used to hang around a bang, and somebody I know may have did some business with. Like, the point is, they used to be around all the time, these two, you know, drinking, and then suddenly they disappear. And I mean completely. And then a week or so ago, I'm driving, and I see them with these other guys, the headgear and the beard and the whole fundamental bit. But there's nothing illegal there, right?
So that's Tony when he's driving past the mosque in New Jersey, and he sees two guys who were doing some illicit work and hanging around his strip club. And this is in the heyday of when we were still fighting the Islamo-fascist enemy within our shores. This is before America got brainwashed into thinking the war on terror is over. There are no Islamo-fascists. Anyone who looks into Muslims is a racist, etc., and so on. So it was even written into The Sopranos. I got to ask you some questions. The number one question is, why do you think America is fascinated with gangsters and gangster movies from, let's say, the Godfather and then the television show The Sopranos? You know, one of the finest books written on this was by Selwyn Rabb called Five Families, The Rise, Decline, and Resurgence of America's Most Powerful Mafia Empires. It's a phenomenal book. It's almost 700, 800 pages long, 750 pages. If you want to get into the whole detail of it, fine. But the thing is, there's some interesting analogs inside here for our digital minds. And we can go into that if you want, or we can ignore it if you want. But I don't want to do just straight politics on a daily basis. It's done all day long. It's the summertime. We have a very dangerous, out-of-control megalomaniac in the White House pushing for nuclear arms controls in Berlin, pushing to arm the rebels in Syria. You know, I don't know whether this man is just simply stupid, misadvised by academic leftists who don't even know what the hell they're doing, or if it's something more sinister. At this point, I can't even determine what is the modus operandi of Barack Hussein Obama. But it's getting me very worried because each day it gets much, much worse. So if you care to talk about James Gandolfini dying today at age 51, what impact he may have had upon your life. He's a big cultural icon, by the way. Or the other godfather, Obama, in Europe giving a speech behind an 8-inch-thick security wall. Or Google and Facebook spying on you with the help of the government, meaning that Google and Facebook appear to be, in essence, government entities and never were a private enterprise. I mean, how else do you explain companies growing so quickly? They don't grow that quickly on their own. So there must have been, you know, it's like the Beware the Government Media Complex, 1998, you know. 855-407-282 is the phone number. And it's certainly a cultural discussion to have for those in America who are media watchers and movie watchers as I am. But, you know, the overlay between gangsters and gangster movies and gangster stories and our administration is becoming quite disturbing. The spying on people, the sacking of the treasury, the rewarding of cronies who do nothing for the society but steal the money. Very much like a gang, isn't it? Some would argue yes. Let's go to the callers, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Silvana, thanks for calling. What's your topic?
I think that we like gangster movies because the men in the family can have 1,000 mistresses and they'll still come home to their wife and they will never even think about divorce. They raise their own children. They love their children and their nieces and nephews, love them more than life itself. They know where their kids are at all times. They know who they hang out with. They know their boyfriends and girlfriends. They know who they marry. And they're very, very family-oriented, which is something that secretly all couples and families want to be, setting aside the mafia connections, of course.
So, but the fact of the matter is this real in the world of the gangster? That world is gone itself. That world that you projected is only real in some of the older movies. But it doesn't exist anymore, according to my reading of the subculture.
In Italian families, and I'm half Italian, half Puerto Rican, in Italian families, and my cousins that live in New York and New Jersey, who might be part of this subculture, it exists. It really does. It's very, very.
But how do you explain so many of the children of such great fathers becoming drug addicts? Hating the family, not being part of the family. You know, there's been an awful lot of changes in the world of the old imagery. It doesn't exist anymore, according to what I read.
Yes, it is dysfunctional, no family is
what. But Silvana, what I'm saying is one of the reasons that The Sopranos was so popular is because here we saw a dysfunctional mafia family in New Jersey living in a split-level home. The father was secretly going to a psychiatrist because he had blackouts. He was blacking out. He didn't know why. He has children who one becomes a student at Columbia and becomes a big liberal. The other one, the kid becomes a complete loser, worthless, can't get out of bed in the morning. So, you know, what were they trying to say with this series? The writing was beyond belief in terms of a contemporary view of such a family as opposed to the stick-in-the-mud stereotypical imagery of, you know, the old ways, let's say the 40s, 50s, which, by my reading, doesn't exist anymore. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
And it was hot in the car. It was stuffy. No air conditioning.
Your father's car.
With my wife driving, which if my father were alive, he would have stood for 2 seconds. The old guys were different. Men in the front, wives in the back.
You like that arrangement?
Actually, I think the wife should ride in a little cart behind the car, like in the cartoons. Like behind Noah's Ark, there's a little boat with the skunks.
Some of the writing is sarcastically funny in The Sopranos, and I still watch it to this day. It's one of my greatest relaxations, not because I worship the character. I admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. I just want to, you know, keep the set and frame accurate here. But I also am able to watch entertainment without being over, you know, unduly influenced by the characters. I wouldn't say that all children can do that. But nevertheless, forget the moralizing. I think he was one of the greatest actors. I've seen him in other movies. I'll tell you, he was also in a movie, Super 8, where he plays a sleazy pornographer. Astounding role. He had quite a great versatile range, incidentally, as an actor. And he died, okay, of a massive heart attack today in Italy on a trip, age 51. And I'd like to know why Americans are obsessed with, or so, you know, obsessed with. Here's a story that's not directly related. There's a woman in France named Marie Le Pen. She's a right-winger. Therefore, she's a criminal. She's now going to face prosecution from the so-called European Parliament because she compared Muslims to Nazis. Marine Le Pen faces prosecution, it's really persecution, for comparing Muslim immigration into France to the Nazi occupation of France after the European Parliament's legal committee recommended that the far-right leader be stripped of her immunity. Now, who did this to her? Well, you ready for this? A British Tory MEP called Sajjad Karim, a Muslim, voted in favor of her losing her parliamentary immunity. Can you believe this? In other words, she has no freedom of speech. French left-wing prosecutors asked the EU Assembly last November to lift her immunity as a lawmaker so she could be prosecuted for remarks likening Islamism and the invasion of Islam, Muslims rather, to the Nazi occupation. There's no freedom of speech anymore. Are we that far from it here in the United States of America with the NSA spying? How far away are we in the United States from what they just did to her? Gangsters are running governments across the Western world, and they're all left-wing gangster regimes. There's not a right-wing gangster regime running one country. Every nation that's under the grip of a corrupt government is under the grip of a left-wing corruption unlike anything I've ever seen in my lifetime. I'll take your calls at 1-855-400-7282. We're talking about these topics today on The Savage Nation. Again, I want to repeat in case you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I admire the cop who retires on a pension, not those who rob pension funds. Can I be any more clear about it? 855-400-7282. Let's go to Robert on WABC. Robert, go ahead, please.
Mike, in the late 50s in New York, my dad had a small business, and he used to have to go into the piers in New York and New Jersey and get his product. And in order to get on the piers, you'd have to deal with the longshoremen. A lot of money going around, a lot of payoffs, a couple dollars here or there, but everybody was nice, respectful. I was a little kid. I used to go with my dad. And he met these incredible personalities, but they all seemed like hard-working guys. One day, all of a sudden, out on Long Island, this big Buick pulls up, and two of these hard-working guys, and I never saw anything but jeans and overalls and hats, coats, longshoremen, they can have this big, beautiful Buick. And they smile, they know me, they say hi, two of them. They walk into my dad's building, go into his office, the office closes the door, and they have a meet for about 20 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? I was shocked to see these guys in these beautiful suits after not seeing them in anything but work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out, and my dad shakes their hands, everybody's smiling, everything's good. They leave. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what happened? What were they doing here? He said, they came to ask me if they could help me with my business. Mm-hmm. I said, what'd you tell them? He says, I turned them down. I said, why? He says, because they're mafia. And once you're in the mafia, once they help you, you're in for life. And I don't want that.
And what happened? Did they hurt him?
No, absolutely not. It was all a respect thing. You know, they came, they liked him. It was all smiles.
Well, it sounds like a good ending. I mean, I think the happy ending you just told us is kind of an anomaly. I don't think it's the norm.
Well, it was just a respect type of thing, I guess, you know, and they came offering. He didn't ask.
Look, let's be very clear. The gangsters in America have and still do wreak unparalleled damage to America, to its social fabric, to its business, from Wall Street to the construction industry. They give nothing, and they take everything. It was an epidemic in America that seems to have gone away after Giuliani took great credit for this and that. But the fact is, new gangs have emerged. New ethnic gangs have emerged that don't even have the courtliness or controls of the gangs that we are still enamored with in popular culture. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do, yes.
You know, we don't hear about the ethnic gangs because the newspapers don't even report on them anymore. But never forget that it was mob strategy that corrupted major labor unions, ruined the lives of thousands of honest workers, and by rigging contracts, inflated the cost of homes, offices, garbage removal, clothing, food, and other basic products. And you say, well, okay, they're no longer around. Well, who is around doing it? The government today is sort of like an organized criminal enterprise. The government is doing all of that damage. I mean, you want to really get crazy here. We have a president acting like a gangster right now. I've never seen it in my lifetime. Usually they're reined in when they get out of control. This one jumps from same-sex marriage to gun control to flood America with illegal aliens to cut our nukes to nothing. You name it, he's there. It's his agenda. You know, King Obama. No checks, no balances. No democracy.
Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. Officials say a fire that caused $90,000 damage to a house in South Berkeley early this morning appears to have started in a garage storage unit. They don't know what caused the fire, but say it's not suspicious. Nobody was injured in the fire on Mulvia Street. Actor and environmentalist Woody Harrelson is getting into the paper business. Harrelson is the co-founder of Prairie Pulp and Paper, which launched a brand of environmentally friendly paper today. The company spent 15 years researching and developing its Step Forward paper. It's made of wheat straw waste and wood fiber rather than virgin trees. Taking a look at the roadways right now, eastbound 84th Street off-ramp looks like there's a stall that may be partially blocking. Have some debris westbound 80 Davis Street. Looks like the left lane is blocked by actually a stalled car. Watch out for delays there. And southbound 280 at Highway 17, stall being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light Hearing Protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Win a $750 gift certificate from City Arms. City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations, in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. They offer a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. Whether you're a sportsman, hunter, avid competitive shooter, or collector, City Arms is here to help. Win the $750 gift certificate redeemable only at City Arms by visiting the contest page at ksfo.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-4646 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-4646. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Even though no one has seen indisputable evidence that Assad of Syria has used chemical weapons, we're being told all of a sudden by the Obama administration that the line has been crossed and we're so going to be sending weapons to the so-called rebels. How convenient it can't be to help cover up any of the scandals that keep coming out of Obama, who's hiding now in Ireland. Joining us now is Tim Stanley from the Great Telegraph UK, who says that the Syria intervention exposes Obama's habit of doing too much too late. Tim Stanley, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Good to speak to you.
Well, what does the engagement by the U.S. with rebels who are really terrorists and sending them weapons come down to?
Well, it's very strange. Because on the one hand, Obama is setting it up as a humanitarian thing. The problem with that is that 93,000 people have already died. So why wouldn't he have intervened earlier? Well, in order to justify that, he said that he's got this red line of using chemical weapons, which we don't have indisputable proof that they have been used, but that's his red line. Now, the problem with saying that chemical weapons are your red line is that although it's an awful way to die, war is terrible anyway. There are many other terrible ways of people to die. Why should chemical weapons be the thing that you say is going too far? It suggests that when it comes to war, U.S. policy is that it's not what you do, it's the way that you do it. So I think it's fairly safe to say that this red line is arbitrary, and it's there because the administration has decided that this is the moment to get involved. Now it's getting involved. What does this amount to? Is it a power play with Russia? Is it about trying to humiliate the Iranians, who are also supporting Assad's regime? Is it about really picking sides in the civil war? We can't entirely make out what all the administration's motives are. All we can say at this stage is they're coming in very, very late to a civil war which is nearly won by the other side. So the intervention is going to only prolong that civil war even longer. So it is a case of coming in far too late and still doing too much.
Tim, we talk about rebels. With nine or more rebel groups, how can we be sure of anything?
Yeah, it's impossible to tell exactly who we would be supporting, particularly if we start giving them weapons. If we enforce a no-fly zone, we could effectively be giving cover to groups that are al-Qaeda or Islamist. During the press conference with David Cameron and Vladimir Putin on Sunday, Vladimir Putin made this extraordinary statement that the rebels eat people. Well, it sounds extraordinary, but actually, if you go ahead and Google it, it's true. There is a rebel leader who there is video footage of eating a human heart. A lot of these people are barbarians. Now, Assad's side is just as bad. He is also a bloodthirsty dictator. It would have been great to have gotten rid of him years ago, but we didn't. So this has been allowed to escalate and to develop, and we now have two sides which do not contain many heroes on either side, and we're essentially picking the one side that happens not to be on the side of the Russians and the Iranians. So we're really getting stuck into a war that's very difficult to understand and which doesn't really have a clear good versus evil narrative.
How many of the rebel groups in Syria are affiliated with al-Qaeda and the Islamists, and why are we supporting them?
Well, it's very hard to tell, and it could well be a minority. And it's true that al-Qaeda is sort of piggybacking onto the conflict. They're piggybacking onto it partly because they see it as a Shia versus Sunni thing. We now find ourselves in the extraordinary switcheroo of we used to be anti-Sunni, anti-Sunni Islamists, but now we could find ourselves actually allying with Sunni Islamists against Iranian Shia-style Islamists. So essentially we're getting stuck into the middle of a religious war, which is very local, about very specific religious issues, and which doesn't really have much strategic interest for us.
Isn't this the same so-called policy that gave us Libya?
Yeah, I think it's very, very similar. It's Obama's style of liberal interventionism, which is this very confusing mix of he really wants to do something, but he's also a very cautious man. He has this beautiful utopian vision for what the world should be like, but he also doesn't want to do anything if it affects his poll numbers. So what he tends to do is sound off, wait a very long time, and then do something at the last minute. In the past, that kind of worked. It kind of worked in Libya because our involvement was so limited. In other places like Egypt, it embarrassed the administration because they waited too long to do anything. Syria could end up being the worst example of Obama's foreign policy at work, because if he really wanted to bring down Assad, he could have done it a year ago. The reason why he didn't do it was because the election was approaching, and he didn't want to remind people about Iraq. So he's waited and waited and waited. He's banged the drum for humanitarian intervention. He's banged the drum attacking Assad. And it's only now, when Assad's about to win the war, that Obama is suddenly deciding he wants to get in.
Look, Russia has a major naval base, TARDIS, located in Syria. How will the Russians respond to the U.S. introducing weapons into this conflict?
Well, the big fear is that we could end up reviving the Cold War, because the Russians are not going to stop supplying weaponry to Syria. This isn't a surprise thing. We didn't need Edward Snowden to tell us this was going on. The Russians are open about this. They are supplying arms to Assad. As far as they're concerned, he's within their orbit of influence. He's their guy, and they're going to stand by him. And they've said they will not back down. And importantly, they are pitching it that they have the moral high ground because of this stuff about the rebels, including al-Qaeda groups and eating people. So they have no reason to back down. What we can hope is that if they see this, if the Russians interpret the Americans getting involved as something really upping the stakes, then hopefully that'll compel the Russians to compel Assad to get to the negotiating table. I suspect that's the gamble that Obama is taking. I hope the gamble works, because otherwise we could find ourselves in direct conflict with both Russia and Iran.
Explain why Obama's policies have been so unhelpful and so dangerous.
Overall, Barack Obama has failed to provide the kind of leadership that you need. You've got to make a choice when it comes to foreign policy. Are you out or in? Do you have an aggressive interventionist policy, or would you prefer to stay out? For example, when it comes to removing a regime, as General Petraeus said, contemporary warfare is inseparable from nation building. If you're going to make the effort to remove a regime, you've got to keep your people there, and you've got to help set up an alternative regime. The problem with Obama is he likes removing regimes, likes taking away leaders, doesn't very much like hanging around and helping to rebuild the nation. So he does a kind of half-baked neoconservatism, which on the one hand creates conflict, on the other hand doesn't create a viable long-term future. And that's what we see in conflict after conflict, Obama getting involved, hanging around, being on the periphery, sounding off, only getting in at the last minute, and leaving behind a mess. And if this happens in Syria, that could really be very difficult. It could easily turn into the next Iraq.
Okay. So how does the rest of the world see his nutty policies?
Really, there is almost no popular support globally for America backing the rebels. It's true that the governments of France and Britain support the president, although they are both committed to only supplying non-lethal aid to the rebels. They don't actually support giving proper military support to the rebels. But Obama does have the backing of London and Paris. But if you look at polling within those countries, the people are overwhelmingly opposed to the use of arms and are overwhelmingly opposed to us supporting the rebels. So his support is, there is some support within the Western leadership, but the support is not deep among ordinary people. And I don't see the popular base of support for this conflict.
Well, Israel now. How does this latest move to arm the rebels affect Israel, if at all? I can't believe Israel's in favor of arming Al-Qaeda.
A great fear is that escalation could mean that the war becomes regional. We've had attacks in Turkey. We've had problems in northern Israel. If it's allowed to spiral out of control, if it becomes a test of will between the West and terrorist groups, it is possible that it could suck Israel in. We always have to worry about what the effect of policy is going to be for Israel. Sometimes Israel needs our support when it comes to opposing militant Arab regimes like that. Sometimes it's better if we leave well alone and allow Israel to fight for itself because it knows what it needs to do. I suspect this is one of those instances.
Do you have any proof that the Obama people have talked to Israel about what the U.S. could do to help them? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think that the administration is much closer to the Israeli leadership than I think its record suggests. Nonetheless, it's undeniable that there has been tension between the two. I don't think that Obama is the candidate that much of the Israeli leadership wanted to win the 2012 election.
Tim, what happens next?
The best-case scenario is that we move into brinkmanship, and that because the Americans are threatening to get involved, that forces Russia to put pressure on Assad, and that forces the rebels as well to come to the negotiating table at Geneva next month. That's what we're looking for. So the best-case scenario is things really hot up, and both sides realize they have to get talking. The worst-case scenario is we get sucked into a conflict. We're there for a very long time supporting a group of people we don't really understand. We prolong it, and 93,000 dead people becomes 180,000 dead people. That's what we've got to avoid, but that's always a possibility.
Well, what are some of the indicators about the direction the Syria debacle may go in?
I think we have to watch the G8 summit this week. We have to see what the Russians say. Assad is about to launch an offensive against Aleppo. If he wins that, that'll be significant. It could be that our involvement simply comes too late for the rebels and makes no difference at all. We'll have to wait and see. This is the problem with this situation, is we cannot predict what's going to happen, partly because we're not going in properly. We're only supporting one side, so we can't be certain what the military outcome will be. That's why it's such a big risk.
Well, where can we read more?
You can read a lot more about this at the Daily Telegraph's website, especially our blog site, which is one of the best in the world. And I would really recommend people take a look at the British media. And just, if only to get a sense of how the British are seeing this, because our leadership is backing it too, but I think there's a lot of resistance among ordinary people.
Tim Stanley, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation. I'm going to send you a review copy of my book about the dangers of China penetrating America, A Time for War. Tim, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
It's a pleasure.
That's right, how immigrants once lived.
Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on prepped.com. Go there now.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit insure.earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at putnamgm.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll tell you how you can join us for Pub and Politics Thursday evening. I'm Brian Sussman. See you 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So we've had a consistent view in our desired outcome in Syria. It's also been our view that the best way to get there is through a political transition. And we said that a year ago. We said that 2 years ago.
Got it. We got the picture. We got the head of our country, the head of a small cadre who has conducted a coup in America, in the minds of those of us who see what's going on. He's, after wrecking America on virtually every level he could, and setting up the stage for flooding America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. Now he's in Europe after enjoying the Irish harp with his wife and children at your expense. And he's lecturing everybody on Syria, arming the Islamist rebels who have kicked out the moderates amongst the rebels. Now it's all Al-Qaeda types, and we're giving them weapons. And now he's talking about nuclear disarmament. This is a mad, out-of-control administration. And so we're going to talk about gangsters, not the president, of course. He's a nice, fine family man, a good man, a duly elected man, a man who means well for America, a man whose excesses are not really excesses. I mean, flying the family for an African safari at the cost of $100 million is not an excess. Every man is entitled to a vacation. Don't you get a vacation this summer? Well, he's the president. He should be able to spend $100 million on a vacation. And so Michelle and the girl should be able to go along as well, because they're committing important functions for the American people. We don't know what they are. We don't know how they are. We don't know what they're doing, why they're going, why they need aircraft carriers and entourage. But nevertheless, don't, you know, say that he shouldn't do it. So he's now in Germany lecturing the Germans, and the crowd, which was once enormous when he first came to power. After all, he was a black man, so they thought. And he was a leftist, so they thought. And he was going to change America, so they thought. He was going to close Guantanamo. He was going to do everything the left-wing communist movement in Germany ever wanted. And so they came out in droves, Ich bin ein Berliner. Well, guess what? Today only 5,000 people showed up. You know why? They can't stand his snooping. They don't believe that this man is now doing what both the Nazis and communists did to the German people. I'll take your calls right now in the Savage Nation. Drew on WABC. Drew, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
You know, I'm half Italian. I studied acting, and I was into it. And I always thought, like, I would feel guilty if I played gangsters. But then the money, if I was offered that money. But I just want to say he leaves the earth by making a fortune portraying a negative stereotype of an ethnic group where someone like you was a scientist and a talk show host, so what you did for humanity is so much better than what he did. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, I still think that there's a great place in the world for actors. I think that actors take us away from our ordinary life. They take us out of ourselves. They make us reflect on our own lives. They give us some joy sometimes. I understand all of that. However, in the long run, the gangster roles can only have a negative impact on a society. You're never going to stop it because people are fascinated with bad guys. I mean, I'm on the side of the lawman, not the bad man. I respect the man who makes a pension at the end of his life instead of stealing it from a pension funds. You know what I'm saying? So I know which side is right and I know which side is wrong. It doesn't stop me from watching the movies, but I don't glorify them. In fact, I don't go down that road. So I work hard for my living, and it didn't affect me. I never wanted to be a gangster. Let's put it to you that way, okay? Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Oh, I watched it a few times, and it was an excellent show, like you said. And The Godfather is one of the best films, maybe the best film ever, the first two Godfather films. It could be the best films in history. And
but why do you think Americans particularly are fascinated, and it's not only Americans, fascinated by gangsters and gangster movies?
It's a good question. The two things that I thought of was that the people that are these gangsters could come from your family or from your neighborhood.
Ah, they have a familiarity. They're like someone in your own family. You know, I analyzed this a long time ago, and I'll tell you my opinion on this in a short version, if you don't mind, and I'll do it while you're off the air. I don't want to keep you any longer. We live in a corrupt society. We all know the society is corrupt. We know that the law is corrupt. We know that judges can be corrupted. We know that there is no justice. You can win a lawsuit, and the gangsters that you won it against, whether they call themselves businessmen or gangsters, can then appeal it endlessly and keep you tied up in court. They can put webs around you. You'll never see a dime from them if they're really evil. And they can run churches, whatever. Okay, so we all understand that there's no justice in the world. And there's a part of us that, like in The Godfather, we all wish that we knew somebody like The Godfather who we could go to and say, Godfather, look, I'm an honest man, and this man stole money from me, and I took him to court and I won, and he won't pay me the money that he stole from me. He's still trying to wrap me up in tentacles, Godfather. Can you help me with this? And we hope that the Godfather is a just man, and the Godfather would say to us, well, I'll tell you something. You're a good man. Your daughter is a good woman. She runs the bakery down the street. I'll tell you what we'll do. You don't worry about it anymore. We'll collect on that debt. And we hope that everything is done, you know, up and up, and he'll collect the debt and no one gets hurt. But that's not the real world. It doesn't work that way. We all hearken back to some primitive time, some tribal time in America, where there was no real central government, where there were basically tribes. And the tribal leader was who we went to for justice. And if the tribal leader wanted to remain a tribal leader for very long, but what I'm saying is we all wish that we knew a godfather who was benign, who didn't hurt children, who didn't rob pension funds. who would do the right thing. He was sort of a roguish guy that we knew was a gangster, and he was courtly and nice to women. They don't exist. If they ever existed at all, which I doubt, they certainly don't exist anymore. Just ask the people who write about it who were once members of that club. The whole thing of the old school, there is no old school. The whole thing of being nice as a gangster doesn't exist anymore. All they do is hurt people and steal from people. But nevertheless, there's a degree of, how shall I say, there's a degree of toughness about them. That's a given. And there's not a man on the planet who doesn't wish that he was tough enough to take on his worst enemies himself. But he isn't. Most of us are not tough enough to take on our worst enemies alone. So we have to hire lawyers. We have to rely upon a criminal system. But how many of you have had legal cases where you've imagined hurting the other party for what they've done to you? You've imagined really wreaking damage upon them and their family for their evil ways. Be honest with yourself, but you don't do it because you're an average person and a decent person. As someone once wrote, the difference between a sane and an insane person is not what you think, but what you do.
Savage.